Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir's Pansu, Lunishmas, Amrak Shom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Momatzio, Daf Ayin Dalit. The Mishnah Mud Bey says, regarding a sharecropper, one could do halvah seo beseo, which means he could give tvua grain for grain, and it's okay, even though it's going to get more expensive later. And the Mishnah goes on and says, Rashi explains, why Ram Gamliel would not do that. Ram Gamliel always would take the cheaper rate in order to avoid any chshash of ribis. But that's not the halacha, says the Mishnah. Lo yipnei shalocha ken, ela shirotzo lehachmir latzvi. He wanted to be machmir on himself. As the Melakdim, the Sefer Yad Elio, the Yalkut HaMeiri, they bring that we find a few places in Shas where Ram Gamliel was more machmir. First of all, we find in Maseches Brachos, the Talmidim told Gamliel, l'matan rabbeinu shechoson potor mikriya shma, the choson, the first night doesn't have to read kriya shma. So he says, I don't want to stop myself. He was machmir on himself. And the Gemara in Beit Zadav Chofal of Un Beis, where there, Ram Gamliel said that a certain type of bread you now do in Yom Tov. He says, in my father's house, they never did this type of bread. And they answered him, Mana sele beis avicha. Don't bring a riot from your household, your father. Shem machmir mal atzol, the machmir on himself. Ume lekilim lechol Yisrael. And this is a rule that we have throughout Shas. That a person for himself can be machmir as much as he wants. A person to himself can be noig b'midas sadin. But klape achayim, for others, you have to be more lenient. There's also in Hanoga Klolis. I believe they say the name of the Vilna Goyen. That midas sadin, a person needs to act towards himself. A person cannot give himself any leeway. He needs to be very strict with himself. But with others, it has to be midas harachmir. With others, a person has to have leeway. He has to go lifnim mishur asadin, as we know the rule. And this is what we have with Ram Gamliel and based on Ram Gamliel. He was machmir for himself. He was more strict with himself, but would lenient with others. And something fascinating is brought down in the Tshuvas, Tshuva Me'avo, Chilek Aleph Simen Kuf Be'Aleph. The theory says like this: someone who made a mistake in Hoyro, and he was machmir on somebody Shaloi Kedin, his punishment is greater than someone who was Mekel Shalikadin. Why? Someone who was Mekel Shalikadin, so the chait is between Bin Adul HaMakar, between Bin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told this Yid he could do something which is not allowed. So he has a problem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did he be Moira this to be Mekel? But if he was Machmo Shalikadin, it's a chet Bin Adul HaMakar. He's causing his friend a harm or difficulty which is not necessary. So his friend is right now going through difficulty which is not, he doesn't have to do. It's a benodom lechaveiroi. It's much more chomer than benodom lamoka. We know Yom Kippur may no mechaper. So tovu nifla mo'oi, the person can be machmer to himself, but to others, one has to be super careful not to be machmer if there's no din to be machmer. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.